listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Your host for this K-State Podcast, covering all things K-State, coming at you on a Sunday night in October. It is October 23rd, 2022. The weekend's almost over, and this will probably won't be out until Monday morning, probably. So, or tomorrow morning, I should say, when you listen to this podcast. This is not K-State related, obviously. Well, it relates to me. Well, it is kind of K-State related, but not really. But to your host, it does. This is, once again, the Road to Dallas edition of this podcast here. And before we get into all that, of course, posted a ton of content this past week. Check it out wherever you get your podcast there. Whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audio Boom. We're on Odyssey. We're on that as well. And a few more other podcasting areas. You can get the Pro Project Podcast as well. A lot of content this past week. Make sure you check it out, including two dailies, including the crossover edition. First ever crossover edition. And I'm going to have to double check my schedule here. I'm not sure if we're going to do another one this week or not. We'll have to see about that. But we'll do at least one weekly this week there in the battle. Even want to call it a catastrophic loss with injuries for K-State against TCU last night. That was something else there last night. And I just got a question. I have a question about and a concern about all that last night there. So kind of a not good weekend for K-State sports, really, all around, if you look at it that way, with the K-State drawing against KU in soccer, and then volleyball loses another Big 12 match on the road, I believe, against Baylor. That was here in Baylor. So, but the only thing that's going on positive is, of course, basketball about to kick off here shortly as well. So there's a lot to go around, obviously. Men's golf kind of faltering a little bit in the Big 12 max play there a lot. So not a good ending to the week for K-State sports overall there. Of course, we'll dive into volleyball later on this week here as we get ourselves going for the new week here in Manhattan, Kansas. This is the last full week of this month already. Where has October gone? I have no idea. But quickly here on my training side, despite the kind of debate going on, back and forth debate about that, which is kind of the issue right now, kind of the big thing right now, is that. Other than that, yeah, I'm not going to dive on deep into that right now. I'm not going to share all that right now because, let's face it, it's frustrating. I'll put it that way. But anyways, yeah, got my 20-miler, first 20-miler of three in this cycle, and it went well despite all that few stuff that's been going on, trying to debate about that type of stuff there. And I'll still have some time to figure that out right there. But the first 20 miler, I felt pretty good. And obviously, the morning before that, trying to get some more consistent pace work done for this marathon coming up here in less than 2 months here. So that, for a reason, hasn't been going as well as I liked, but yesterday kind of covered all of that, and I felt pretty good there, actually, so that's helped out a little bit. I do want to be more consistent. I've slowly kind of put it into my hands a little bit now, if I want to be straight with you guys there. I kind of put it in my hands now, so my coach is going to have to take a step back for a little bit there. get back from last night. But, yeah, so I want to get another speed session in for sure. Work on that quick turnover. I will be been going back and forth debating about this tricky trot next month. Why would I miss my own tricky trot? I've been doing it here in town, here in Manhattan, Kansas. I've been doing it for the last, 4 or 5 years straight, for the exception of 1 year where I did the cold-ass half marathon up in Overland Park. And, oh, that was chilly, to say the least. I completed it, but that was some trail marathon, half marathon, I tell you. But yeah, so I plan on doing that, and I know that's like a tad close to the marathon. I don't think it's gonna hurt anything. Maybe it's kind of my speed session. Let's call it. I'm gonna use that as my speed session, and I might have a plan for. I definitely have a plan for that. And how fast I want to go. So I'll definitely here in the next several weeks. I want to get that fast turnover going. Again, get that rolling. I think that's going to help with this, also with this pace stuff here. It's what's going on as well. So not too much, too big to report from this. I did this 20 miler with the Saturday run group that I've kind of missed dearly. I've been veering off doing my own thing, trying to get right, trying to get prepared for this marathon, which would be my 7th completed if I were to complete this. so that's why I'm being a little bit cautious, a little humble here. Humble, your humble host. So I guess. Shout out Aaron Freeman. But yeah, so that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. And this is going to be a cutback week. Yeah, something like that. So I feel like every week has been a cutback week compared to what I was doing last year. With 70, 75 mile week runs and a couple of 90 mile runs as well. I don't think I'm going to be doing that. Maybe the last week, maybe that last week there before really tapering off for the marathon, maybe I'll go for 90 mile week or something like that. Maybe to kind of stretch it out a little bit more, see how much I got there in the tank. But anyways, yeah, I felt fine. So despite eating... race strategy for eating and whatnot, which has been very frustrating for me, to say the least of that. Yeah, the running part at yesterday, I felt fine. So for what it's worth there. So, and that's it for, this is week 11 of this documentary already. Woo! Before we know it, it's going to be here before we know it for sure. So definitely trying to get that situated and everything else. So definitely, all in all, it was a pretty solid week. I've been really consistent with the mileage. Averaging 50 to 55, really, on a weekly basis, really. Yeah, other than 1 week, 3 weeks ago, something like that, was kind of down, but yeah, I've been hitting 50 at least. So I feel fine, and would have got the day off today. That's why I'm ready to get back after a little bit and see how it goes for sure. So I'm going to go back to my Ohio plan ish a little bit to see what the speed workout for Wednesday is. I just feel like it kind of spaces out my schedule out a little bit. You have two here, you have an easy day Thursday, the pace work Friday. I'm just gonna take it in my own hands now. Here, taking control here, pace work. I'll follow it, but I'm switching some things up a little bit here to kind of put it on a routine schedule here for me, so I know I have to get this done, everything else like that as well. So this is the cutback week here, so really dialing it back a little bit here before the next big week, the following week as that well. So that's a wrap for week 11 there of the Road to Dallas here. I don't have the countdown in front of me yet. I better start soon with the countdown stuff here. It's going to be here for all. No, I kind of lost track with everything, and maybe that's a good thing as I get focused here for this marathon. Of course, New York Marathon. I know a couple buddies of mine are doing that. That's in 2 weeks in a Salina Marathon Crossroads or whatever. That's also coming up very soon. That's the same weekend as the New York City Marathon as well. So you're going to have all these marathons out of the way. I don't think for this Dallas, it's going to be at least one that's going to go fast, elite, or at least two, but no more than that. I think everything else go to itself here, and I perform well in big meets for me. So I'm going to be right up there in the mix, and I've kind of already started to develop my own race plan, but race strategy for Dallas here. So very looking forward to this week here, kind of take it easy a little bit, but I'm also trying to continue to get better, 1% better, as Jerome Tang says, and continue to get better and try to hammer down on this silly fuel stuff for energy here, because obviously either way, I mean, You never know what's going to happen on race day, obviously. You could take the wrong, eat the same thing, and your stomach can go a whole hundred different ways and things like that. So I'm trying not to get too worried about that. We all know one day, a championship setting, whatnot, anything can happen on that type of day. You're going to be off, something like that. So I'm trying to be really careful on how this all plays out. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on the Road to Dash edition of this Purple Project Podcast. Stay tuned for new content this week. I'll have soccer probably tomorrow night. Volleyball, we'll dig into that, and of course what happened down there other than injuries there after going up 18 on TCU. Yes, I do agree, if we're fully healthy there, or at least mostly healthy at that, I think we beat TCU there because we jumped on them. Like I said in the weeklies this week, and particularly the crossover episode, we had to jump on them. We did. We took a crowd of the game, but with that, TCU just used to being down big and all that. But we have a full complement of playmakers. That game has turned differently, in my opinion, right there. But a lot more on that. And then, of course, homecoming coming up this week. Oklahoma State comes to town, and it's only going to get harder for K-State. It doesn't look good at the moment for this football team here. Injuries could definitely send this season to the other direction. You have been listening to another edition of the Roll It Dallas edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to you on the next PPPD.